This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
But Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is even mentioned in the New Testament. It's mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 16. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says that I will pray to my Father, I'll pray to Almighty God, to send you a comforter. It's further mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 15, verse number 26. And when I pray to my Father, and when he sends you a comforter, he will abide with you forever. It's further mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter shall not come. For if I depart, shall I send him. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says that nevertheless, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter shall not come. For if I depart, shall I send him. Now this comforter, if we analyze, in the original script, in the language Aramaic, it is Paraclete, which means the praiseworthy, which is the translation of the name Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But they've converted it into Parakletos, which one of its meanings is a comforter. Irrespective whether it's Paraclete or Parakletos, Alhamdulillah, both these meanings befit the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But many Christians say that this prophecy about the comforter to come refers to the Holy Spirit. Now, if we analyze, the prophecy clearly mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter shall not come. The criteria for the comforter to come is that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, should go. If he goes, the comforter shall come. Only after he departs will he send him. So the major criteria for the comforter to come is after Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, departs. From the Bible, we know that the Holy Spirit was already there before Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. He was there in the womb of Elizabeth. He was there when Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was born. He was there in the Feast of Pentecost. So surely this prophecy cannot refer to the Holy Spirit. It refers to no one but the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It's further mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 12 to 14. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, I have many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. For he, when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you unto all truth. He shall not speak of himself. All that he hear shall he speak. He shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me. This prophecy again refers to no one but the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It says, I have many things to say unto you. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is saying, I have many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. For he, when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you unto all truth. He shall not speak of himself. All that he hear shall he say. He shall guide you to the truth. He shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me. And this prophecy does not refer to anyone but the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I have given a separate talk only on the prophecy of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Bible, which you can speak for hours together only on this topic.